The college basketball seasons haven't exactly gone the way of Illinois and Northwestern, and yet there they were meeting in round one of the Big Ten tournament at the United Center. The Illini prevailing in overtime, 74-69. More on the Northwestern side of things from WBBM's Rick Ragg.
Three universal truths. Everybody lies, everybody dies, and at least in college basketball, everybody cries.
At the end of the day, only one team is going to be crying tears of joy. You know, there's going to be one Big Ten champion, and then there's going to be one NCAA champion. Everybody else at some point is going to have a locker room like we had tonight.
Chris Collins, after Northwestern's season-ending overtime loss, and you made just 8 of 36 three-point tries on the United Center rims and went without a field goal in the final 3:09 of regulation. And so the tears came earlier than Collins and the Wildcats had hoped. At the Big Ten Tournament, Rick Gregg, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
Georgi Bezhanishvili with 26 points for the Illini. They will next take on Iowa. At the Big East Tournament in New York, St. John's beating DePaul 82-74. The Blue Demons now at 15-15 and wondering if they will have any more postseason basketball. Quite the game for the Blackhawks in Toronto. A 5-0 lead into the second period on the Maple Leafs. And then 5-1 after two, and things look good for Jeremy Colliton and company until the coach was told by trainer Mike Gapski Crawford couldn't play in the third period.
Second intermission, Gapper came to me and said Crow's not feeling well, and for Crow to say that is he's really not feeling well. So, no, I had no idea. So he looked good. I mean, he played well.
So Colin Delia took over in goal, turned aside 26 of 29 Toronto shots in the third period alone. And the Blackhawks hang on. 5-4 is the final, and a victory that puts them 4 points out of the last playoff spot in the Western Conference. The Bears making it official and releasing kicker Cody Parkey. 4 free agents now signed, including offensive lineman Ted Larson, who was with the football club in 2016. And in baseball, the White Sox sending a number of players down to their minor league camp, including Eloy Jimenez, Dylan Cease, Zach Collins, and Luis Robert. Sports at 15:45 on your home of the Bears. Dave Kerner, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.